Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can also call us. Our number, brand spanking new. It smells so good. It is 833-JOE-ALEX. If you don't know how to spell, it's cool. I don't. Just try 833-563-2539. I am so loopy this morning because I got like 3 hours of sleep. I don't know if you live or you pork chop have ever experienced this, but you're so tired, yet you can't sleep.
Oh, yes. I have like anxiety about everything. So that I've spent many years of my life like that.
Yeah, I don't think I got any anxiety right now, but I have so much crap that I know I have to do. It's
right.
Like a checklist in my head. So I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. But I'm like, well, I could do this. I could do that. I could do this.
That's called anxiety.
Oh, is
Joe?
It?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you for that diagnosis. So I got anxiety. What about you?
Yesterday, I actually went to a soft opening for like a new brewery. Like, you know,
what?
You know, beer brewery. It's like B-I-E-R.
I've heard of it, but I've never.
They just opened up a new location in Carmel, and I went with one of my really good friends. And it was cool. It was really far away. And the directions told us that we had arrived when we were still on the interstate.
That's not good.
Yeah, we arrived a little later than planned, but it was good. I also do have to ask, what the hell is wrong with your finger? Joe has this it looks like
he took
four paper towels and wrapped them around his finger and taped it.
It looks like I have a little boxing glove on my pointer finger.
What happened?
I was trying to do some housework last night, and just my wife had a couple of big kitchen knives out that weren't fully cleaned. And I scrubbed them really good, got them nice and clean.
Ew.
And I don't know why, I just was using, just patting them off with a paper towel and just slid across. And I drug this really sharp knife blade across my pointer finger.
Oh my gosh, you need stitches?
I held it really tight for about 20 minutes, so I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I just got chills you describing that.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh my gosh, that woke me up.
It's just one of those things where it's like
holy
you don't even
cow.
Think about it, and it's just like I'm just drying it, sliding it. It's like it's so sharp it doesn't even hurt, if that makes sense.
One time in second grade, I was wiping off my scissors because it had like fuzz on it or something I was cutting, and I cut my finger.
Oh,
same
gosh.
Thing. Same thing.
Well, don't worry. I still got 10 fingers as of now. Let me knock on wood, unless it turns into an infection.
Pork Chop, what were you up to yesterday?
I was actually in Carmel yesterday, too.
Wait, no way. You didn't tell me.
I did tell you. I didn't tell Joe, but I did tell you. I met up with a friend that I haven't met in 12 years.
Oh, wait. Yes, that's right. Oh, my gosh. How was it?
It was so good. It was really cool.
Aww.
And yeah, we had lunch. We went to Red Robin up there in Carmel. Really
Yum.
Nice area.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Carmel's a pretty cool place. Pork Chop's still new to the Joe and Alex Show. And he's, was that your first time in Carmel?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, Carmel's really nice. It's a good area.
I was just thinking it's actually not that far. You said it's far. I was like, I didn't think it was
Locals,
far.
By the way, just so you know, they call it caramel. So
no
one calls it caramel.
So you don't sound like an idiot.
Well,
what? Caramel natives call it caramel.
I'm pretty sure me and my friend Whitney went the most inefficient way on planet Earth. Because, we got off and got
by
back
the woods.
On the interstate at least four times.
I made it there in 30 minutes.
Is Whitney the friend, Liv, the web girl, who you told us about you stood up?
Yeah, I stood her up on Saturday, but I've hung out with her twice this week.
Oh, that's cool.
I made her dinner.
Makes up for it.
Yeah, on Monday, I went over her house and I made her dinner.
By the way, I think we all love beer on the show here. If anybody's got a soft opening or just you want to give us alcohol, I would love to come check it out. And I'm going to have to. So, overall, that place was good, though, that you went
to?
Yeah,
it was good. I actually had two of their IPAs, which were amazing.
I could go for an IPA right about now.
Honestly, I could too.
I'm down.
Well, let's one day just bring in beer.
Well, that'll be tomorrow.
That's perfect.
That's what we'll do tomorrow.
Owen, how about you, Joe? How was your
Besides cutting my finger off yesterday, it was actually cool. And I'm not doing this to brag. I know you're like, oh, what a D-bag. But this is something that I was worried I was going to get killed doing it, but I felt so good afterwards. Uh-huh. Except actually, I physically felt in pain. Somebody was ran out of gas. Ended up being like a high school girl ran out of gas. Aww. It was a two-lane thing on Kessler. And she was in this nice car, so she her family must be really rich. It was like some high-end Lexus. I'm like, you're 16 in a Lexus?
Oh,
what are you doing? But she ran out, and everybody's just like honking, driving around. So I'm like, I waited for people to clear. I cut across the lane and went to somebody's driveway. So I didn't want to block the road so nobody could get through. And I ended up I'm like, all right, put it in neutral. And I swear, like, I tried pushing it at first, and I'm like, put it in neutral! She's like, it is. I'm like, foot off the brake! She's like, it is. I'm like, oh, crap. But eventually, I rocked it a few times, and then I got it going, but it was going so slow that, guys, I couldn't breathe for about 8 minutes. I thought, this is how I'm going to die.
Oh, no.
And my lungs hurt because I breathe so deep afterwards.
Joe.
I'm like,
oh, no.
But I feel good now, but it's just like, I don't know. That's something you should do, and it's not just women. You should help men, too. But I as I'm getting older in life, I mean, it would have been so easy just to keep on going, you know?
And, help out.
But I think so much about my wife now that I'm married. I think about my grandma and mom. Like, man, like, as a guy, and I'm not saying women can't either, but I'm not too worried about a dude being alone, but it's like, help out people, like, take a few minutes out of your day. Most likely or not, I know everybody thinks, like, with Alex and Murder Monday, you're going to get killed or raped or tortured. Maybe you will, but most likely you won't. And you can help your fellow man out yesterday. But I was so worried, though. I was looking, because, like, I don't want to die, because people were hauling butt down the road.
Gosh.
I'm like, I don't want to get rear-ended and killed, but I did that. But, guys, that's you talked about me getting back on Joe's journey. I'm not working out for a year.
No. Oh, gosh. Great. Great. He does one act of kindness, and he was like, I'm never working out again.
Not trying to brag, but it was pretty impressive. All right. We got a lot going on here on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bryan Cranston confirmed that a Breaking Bad movie is in the works, but he's not sure how his character, Walter White, will be used. But he's excited for the movie either way.
Yes, there appears to be a movie version of Breaking Bad. I know of it, but I honestly haven't read it yet.
Okay.
I don't know if there's an appearance or what kind of appearance. Flashbacks, flash forward, I have no clue. But I'm excited about it because it was the greatest professional period of my life. And I can't wait to see those people again, even if I just come by to visit.
Owen Wilson apparently is refusing to meet his newborn daughter and does not want to share custody with her. The actor's daughter, Lila, was born last month, but he has yet to meet her, and sources say he has no plans to. Wilson even checked the no visitation box in court in June and does not want any custody of her. He casually dated Lila's mother, Varuni Vongvarates, for 5 years and underwent a paternity test, which confirmed he actually was the father. Wilson has two sons with two other women and spends time with them despite him not being with those women anymore.
I understand, like, not liking a person, but I don't know how you would not want to be there for your little baby boy or a little baby girl. That does not make any sense.
It almost, I'm not joking, seems like inhuman to me.
Like, how do you not
crazy.
Have any feelings for it? Even if I hated that person, I would still love that baby.
That's absolutely wild. And honestly, I did not expect that from someone like Owen Wilson. Like, I just, like, he always came across as, like, a super good, genuine guy. And I don't know what the reasoning is behind this, but it'd be pretty hard to change my mind about that. Octavia Spencer told Ellen she was on her show yesterday and she wouldn't mind to date Brad Pitt.
Are you dating anyone?
Kind of, not really, but did Brad Pitt say something about me? Is that what this is about?
Oh.
Because I saw him Sunday. I saw Brad Pitt Sunday and I squeezed him. Is that what this is about?
Yeah. You squeezed him and then the security?
His face lit up. And then security
they,
whispered.
Yeah, they whisked him away. Who are you? Is it Brad Pitt? Who are you interested in? Because let me see what I can do.
Well, you know, you can hook me up with Brad. I mean.
Okay.
But we're just friends, Brad and I. Don't start that rumor, Ellen.
Just friends?
Just Brad and I are just friends.
All right.
Brad Pitt.
If Ellen can't hook you up, nobody's going to be able to hook you up.
That is so true. The Spice Girls told a radio station in the UK that even though Victoria Beckham will not be appearing as Posh Spice on the full reunion tour, Beckham will join them for their London show, and she is still very much a part of the band.
Obviously, she's a huge part of the band.
Or was a huge part, let's be honest.
She still is. She still is, you know. And we really support each other and the decisions that we make, and we really support her, and she's really supporting us. So, and I think that's a big part of our ethos, you know, and that's
joining us at Wembley on June 14th.
Coming up in the garbage the next hour, Simon Cowell talks about a One Direction reunion. That's the garbage on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I would love for you to join in this conversation. If you're up early, you might be taking part in this. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Or on our social media for Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. I want to know, what is your breakfast food? For me, I would eat cereal. I used to eat all the time. But the more and more I talk to fellow millennials and other people, they're like, ugh, who eats cereal? It doesn't even exist. And I hope this brings people to the table. Did you guys see that my favorite candy of all time is now having a cereal? They're saying it's real, but it's limited quality quantities. Sour Patch Kids releasing a cereal. There's been rumors of it for a while, but now it's actually happening. And now they're saying, you know, there's no reviews out there, but they say it's kind of sour at first, then sweet. Ah, oh, I don't know if that sounds good, but I want to try it because I love Sour Patch Kids. But I know, Liv, you've mentioned before, you're more of what, an oatmeal person in the morning?
Yeah, so I'll have oatmeal in the morning, or a lot of times, like, I always eat something on my way here because I think it's super important, like right when you wake up, to get something in your system to help wake you up and wake your metabolism up. And so I'll have like a Kind bar, like a Kind like protein, like breakfast granola bar.
Okay.
And like a banana sometimes. Like, I didn't have a banana this morning, but...
Are you going to be okay? Depends. Are you going to be kind to us?
Maybe.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna, you sound nice and chipper this morning. What, you have a banana? What's your breakfast go-to?
No, I usually get the cinnamon toast Eggos, just pop them in the toaster, and then drizzle some syrup on there, and you're good to go. And you can eat them with just your hand.
Have you ever had the cinnamon Eggos with peanut butter on them? Oh,
no,
my
I have
word.
Not.
Girlfriend, you need to try that. It is so freaking good. My neighbor used to make that, and I used to love it when I was in like fifth grade.
See, now you're kind of like leaning towards something that I like too, because there's a lot of variations. I do like cereal. I think I'm the only one that actually still enjoys cereal, and I kind of like the cinnamon. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but you're talking about these like little Eggo waffles or whatever. Do you enjoy a McGriddle, like where it's that little syrupy pancakey thing? Oh gosh, it's so good.
Oh, I haven't tried that either.
You have not tried a McGriddle?
I haven't had a McGriddle either.
I don't, listen.
Well,
I'm not...
I don't really eat McDonald's, so.
Okay, well.
Good for you, girlfriend. That's so much processed food.
I think you should totally try it. Oh my, you got to try McGriddle, and please call me back one day. If you don't like it, I'll buy it. And I don't even get paid to say that. I just feel like that would change your life. Get like a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. Oh my God. Thank you.
I just had one this morning.
You did?
Yeah. You didn't see me eating it?
But I wasn't paying attention. Oh. But you guys, breakfast is literally the most important meal of the day. You cannot be skipping breakfast. I'm not kidding. Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, skips breakfast like every single day. And it
and
makes me
die.
So angry. And he wonders why he's so tired, why he's low on fuel, why he is so hungry when it comes to lunch. Breakfast is so important. Also,
maybe it's because he's your girl, your boyfriend. That's tiring.
Yeah, that honestly is probably exhausting. But also, do you guys remember the YouTube clip? Cereal and milk, cereal and milk.
Wasn't that a band or something? Like, I thought it was, yeah, milk and cereal,
cereal and milk.
No.
Yes.
You don't know that?
No. Oh my gosh. It was literally one of the very first YouTube videos ever on the YouTube, like the site YouTube. I remember being super young and my sister showed it to me and I loved it. And this was like the first time YouTube like was introduced to my life.
Cereal and milk. Are you serious? Listen, dude, just enjoy it.
give them to the needy.
Feeling kinda greedy, I keep them for myself. 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 I keep them for myself.
What was the date posted on this?
9 years ago.
Yeah, this is a while ago. Someone just uploaded up there.
9 years ago. I mean, how crazy. I feel so old
actually,
right now.
Looks like it could be even older. I don't know what the original is.
I honestly think it's older. The original. I don't think that one's the original.
No,
the original
no.
is like kind of a bigger dude, and I think he has glasses.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why I'm blanking on the artist behind that. I want to say it's like G Love and the Special Sauce or something like that that actually came up with that song.
But anyone,
it's a real band. I'm forgetting their name now.
Anyone who remembers that is a real OG, a real YouTube OG.
And shout out to all the gross people this morning eating Raisin Bran. We still appreciate you too. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. I hate talking about this, but I feel like it is something we have to. It's breaking news this morning. As you're waking up, you're probably just hearing about this. 12 people are dead in a shooting at Thousand Oaks nightclub in Thousand Oaks, California. The shooting happened around 11:20 p.m. I believe that is actually California time, so Pacific time. Hundreds of people are inside the Borderline Bar and Grill for their college country night. It's just like a fun club night. Liv, you probably went to nights like that when you were in school.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to be like, yee-haw! You're just, you know, having a good time and enjoying yourself. They're saying early reports at least 30 shots were fired and the gunman used smoke bombs when he entered the bar.
Oh my God.
It's unclear what type of weapon the shooter used. Police said the shooter was dead inside the bar. It's unclear how he died. Authorities said one deputy is among the 12 confirmed dead. So those brave men and women going in there trying to take out this sick person. The deputy was rushed to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead later there. So our thoughts and prayers to everybody out there. It's like, you got to keep on moving on and doing your thing. But God, it's like, what the hell is wrong with people?
I literally have chills. That is so sad. All like the thoughts and prayers out to all of those families of those 12 people. I could not imagine. It's just crazy. Crazy.
Now, this is crazy too, but on a different level. I like don't like to talk politics hardly at all on the show. I mean, Alex loves it, but I think this is something. If she wasn't on vacation, we'd probably both laugh at just how hysterical. Did you see anything yesterday, Liv or producer Porkchop, about President Trump? He gave like a huge, like kind of open speech or Q&A, I should say, with reporters from everywhere. Usually, it's like a press secretary does that. But he went on for like an hour, hour and a half, just answering questions. But his obviously not best friend Jim Acosta from CNN, because he doesn't like CNN. President Trump calls them fake news. They went back and forth, and it was so awkward. He wouldn't give up the microphone. Did you see this or hear this?
No, that is so awkward.
Listen, I'll put a video up on the Need to Know News blog so you can see it. It's just an awkward situation. Listen to this. This is what happened. And on top of that, White House correspondent Jim Acosta, he got President of Trump upset. You'll hear that. But he also now has lost his White House press credential, so he's not allowed on the grounds. He's been suspended. Like, they took it away from him. But here's what happened that led up to that.
I'll tell you what. CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible.
By the way, they're like 5 feet away from each other. Like, as close as I am to producer Porkchop right now, like, it's not like he's like way in the back pointing at him. It's like they're face to face.
You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his butt.
Well, I'm not
like
a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can.
At him.
You repeatedly said.
You are the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly, over the course
of. Okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, when you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people.
I mean, they're going back. This is
honestly
only 40 seconds. It was insane.
I was going to say, what we heard is not too much back and forth. It's kind of just one person
dominating. Yeah, I mean, I had to cut it down because it was probably a good 2 or 3 minutes of Jim and him.
Gosh.
But that's mainly from the president. So they stripped him of what they call a hard pass, which allows him onto the grounds. I'm sure he'll get it back eventually, but it's like, oh my God, it's such a circus. It's almost funny.
I just cannot wait to watch this later. I mean, I am living for this. It's basically like the Real Housewives of politics.
I was going to say it's like Jerry
Amazing.
Springer. It's political Jerry Springer. You
Amazing.
Know what I mean?
Amazing. I'm here for it.
Okay, yeah. That video will be up there for you to check on out. This is kind of interesting. And I wonder who like actually figures this out and does all the research. But there's been some research, and here's what people across the United States in each state is what they're Googling for the most about Thanksgiving. What do you think people in Indiana have been searching for the most leading up to the big turkey day?
Deep fried turkey.
Or like how many dishes can I use corn in?
That's a good one, too. This is something that my family always does, unfortunately, now, and that is restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving near me.
No!
Do you ever go out for Christmas or Thanksgiving instead of doing it at your family's? You go to a restaurant that's open?
I might have in case of, like, certain emergencies.
I literally have never, ever in my life have done that.
No.
Other popular searches, none of them are that strange. Pumpkin pie, also NFL on Thanksgiving Day, probably the football games that are happening. This makes me sick. Vegetarian Thanksgiving, thank you. There's nothing to be thankful for there.
Who was that? What states were that?
Oh, gosh. I think that was like California. And
probably which
totally makes sense. And then other ones like how to cook a turkey. One thing I saw which makes me want to think, I want to see if you guys are interested and if you've ever done it. Have you done Friendsgiving before?
Oh, yeah.
I've done it, like, not on actual Thanksgiving, but I've definitely done it, like, a week before Thanksgiving with my friends in college.
I think we should do that, like, on a Friday or Saturday night. We should do Friendsgiving.
Absolutely. I think that would be so fun. Also, if you are Googling how to cook a turkey the day of Thanksgiving, you probably just don't want to cook a turkey, and you probably shouldn't.
All right, and the final story today. I hope it's not in your garbage. I hate to steal one of your stories if it is, Liv, but I saw this, and I got so upset. I'm like, man, the Super Bowl's already lame. Like, no offense to Maroon 5, but I'm not that excited to see them perform.
Right.
Did you guys see there's actually a big like 3-day concert festival before the Super Bowl?
No way.
Check this out. Tell me if you'd rather go to this or see the Super Bowl performance. Of course, Maroon 5 is doing the halftime performance at this year's Super Bowl in Atlanta, but there's going to be a 3-day festival leading up to it. The Bud Light Super Bowl Music Festival takes place Thursday, January 31st through Saturday, February 2nd. The game, of course, on February 3rd. Day one, Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty, and a DJ set by Lil Jon.
Oh.
Day two, Aerosmith headlines. I love Aerosmith. I know you're probably like, who? And then on the day before the Super Bowl, Bruno Mars and Cardi B will team up to headline day three.
Oh, no way.
Is that not better than the Super Bowl?
That is amazing. But who wants to go to a music festival when it's cold outside?
This guy does. I'll do anything cold outside. There's beer and cheese festivals.
Oh, I'd rather watch football.
Oh, well, you can throw football around. I'm just saying. I think everybody there I would have rather seen, maybe not Lil Yachty, other than Maroon 5.
Are you
Super
kidding
Bowl.
Me? Lil Yachty's amazing.
He's okay. On a spot with my little eye. That is Joe's Need to Know News. See all these stories and get the information on our website right now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. What is, like, the best food item at any fast food place? The reason I bring this up is for $2, if you do this, you can get this for all of 2019, this item, anytime you want. You'll get, like, a I guess the thing they'll scan, and you can get this anytime you want,
really?
Unlimited. And I would say this is one of the best fast food items. This is going to make my journey so freaking hard to stay on because I'm totally going to do it.
No, don't do it,
No, because I'm supporting charity.
Oh
when
God.
You do this, it goes
okay,
towards charity.
Fine.
I got to help the kids.
Donate if that's what it is, and then just don't accept the keychain.
All right, I'm going to tell you what this is, but I would like to hear from you if they could flip this and make it your favorite item for $2 for the entire year. What would it be? It could be any restaurant. It could even be a restaurant. It doesn't have to be just fast food, but just one item, okay? Here's what's going on. Right now, you can get a key tag at Wendy's that will give you a free small Frosty with any purchase for all of 2019.
No way.
Yep. All you got to do for $2, the money's going to go to charity. It's going to go to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, okay? So for $2, you're getting Frosties all year. You dip those things in the fries. Oh, I'm drooling.
I love Frosties, and I have not had one in over a decade.
You have not. You love Frosties, but you haven't had them in 10 years.
No.
How are they doing this? Like, I'm.
It must be such an easy write-off.
But I. Oh.
Or something. I mean, it's for charity, right?
But,
I don't
and
know.
You have to buy something else. I think you can go and, like, just get a Frosty. And, like, they can't be that expensive to make. I feel like nothing at a fast food restaurant is that expensive to make. That is pure profit.
So, okay. let's take out all that boring financial who cares stuff.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Charity, the kids are getting helped.
Oh, definitely.
And you're going to eat this as much as you want for this little keychain tag. What are you getting? What is your item that you want at
your restaurant
or fast food place? You can only give me one thing.
Well, whatever I pick, it's going to be the biggest, baddest, bestest thing. Like a,
I wish like at Outback Steakhouse I could get a Bloomin' Onion. That'd be dope.
I thought we were talking about just fast food here.
I can't though because there's so many. I was gonna say just fast food, but it could be anything.
Okay.
But if you want to go fast food, let's do that.
Well, if we're talking about fast food, then I would probably say it's between three, and I don't eat fast food a lot too. Either McDonald's hash brown.
Yeah, that's
those
legit.
Oh my God. Gosh.
Why are we going cheap here? Like, let's go big.
Right, or a Frosty or a Oreo McFlurry.
All right, those are still reasonably priced. You're talking big here, Producer Pork Chop. What are you talking?
Yeah, I want like the crispy chicken sandwich, like the big one.
Okay, cool.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's like $5 a sandwich.
Why are you hating on him?
I'm not hating on him, but like that's like not like a signature like thing.
Okay, a Big Mac.
Okay.
Wow, we're having a little difficulty here this morning on the Joe and Alex show.
I've never had a Big Mac.
Baconator.
Okay, I respect that. That's something I can respect. Ooh, or maybe curly fries from Arby's.
Oh, yes, curly fries from... Oh, my gosh, Liv, you just blew my mind with that one.
Love.
Now, do you use anything or you just eat curly fries straight up?
I can eat them straight up. I can eat them with some Arby's sauce. I can eat them with some ketchup. I mean, they're good. Anyway, you know what else?
What else?
Rallies. Rallies fries.
Oh, my gosh.
Are so good.
I almost forgot about... Rally fries are good, but oh my gosh, there's so many things I love at Rally's. I love the fry burger.
I've never gotten anything other than fries.
With like some mayo and fries on it. You can just take the mayo off, but that crap's freaking incredible. And then, wait, Taco Bell. I love Mexican. Oh, the chicken quesadilla, because it's like $3 or $4 for a quesadilla.
Uh-huh.
I would love to get for $2 all the quesadillas I want.
Well, you can, you know what I do get at Taco Bell, like the rare times I do go there?
And you're going to say some power burrito menu option.
No, it's not healthy. The mini shredded chicken quesadilla, and they're only a dollar.
But see, I kind of like what Porkchop said. That's not bad. It's a dollar. Go big, girl. Get that quesadilla. Treat yourself. Get the full on like adult size one for just a $2 donation. Alexis, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're going to support charity for $2. What menu item are you getting?
The artisan chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow, you guys are going big.
The crispy chicken sandwich. It's the
artisan. When I think about it, I think like the Frosty is so institutional to Wendy's. So I'm thinking of like institutional items.
All right. So like that would be your one choice out of everything you could think of would be that sandwich.
Yes, because they are very expensive just for the sandwich.
Yeah.
And that's
good.
Is that your favorite thing from McDonald's?
That is my favorite.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thank you for calling
in.
Here. Let's do one more call real quick. Patricia, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is your food item? You're like, for $2, I can get this all year. You're getting what?
I'm getting the tenderloin sandwich from Edwards Drive-In.
I have never had that.
I've never even heard of Edwards Drive-In.
I've had tenderloins before, but not from there. Is it that good?
It is that good. It's over off of Sherman and Raymond. It is delicious.
Dang, maybe I need to try that. Also, though, I think I'm changing my position. The black bean soup from Panera, so good.
Right.
I'm not a dog in Panera, but like, no. I'm not a big fan of healthy food.
People are sleeping on the black bean soup at Panera, I'm telling you what.
All right. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and you can join in the conversation. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I think most women, if there's a person that absolutely they love and they can imagine spending their life with that person, that they would look forward to a proposal. But apparently what this man did is so bad that he's getting shamed for how he proposed to his significant other. This happened in New York during the marathon. A firefighter is getting blasted online after proposing to his girlfriend at mile 16 of the New York City Marathon. A marathon is 26.2 miles, so there is quite a bit left to go. But 16 miles in, comes around the corner, sees him. She kind of comes out to the side because she wasn't worried about her time. And he, I guess, kind of hopped over the gate. I don't know how that happened, but In the video, you can see him dropping down to his knee. He shows her the ring, and she says, like, looks confused, but she said yes. She hugs him and then puts a ring on and continues on. Now, people are blasting this guy for making her first marathon all about him, and this is where we want you to join in the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I want to see what side you fall on. One person tweeted, his male ego was too small to let her get all the attention for even a few hours. Now, another person wrote, one day when there's, you know, on a day where there's so much discord, I'm glad we all agree marathon proposal guy blanking sucks. So, like, people hate him. But somebody actually supported him. One guy said, you know what? That might have actually boosted her energy and kept her going and helped her finish. Now, as the female on the show that's here, Alex is on vacation, live the web girl, what would you do if you did, like, maybe a 5K or you did a marathon and Jewel Daddy, who's your boyfriend, proposed to you, like, at the right time down the road? I know it's too early now.
I don't know. I feel like mile 16 is a little too early for that. Like, there's still 10 miles left, and, like, maybe she was, like, distracted. Also, like, I get marathons can be huge and, like, the biggest thing someone has, like, accomplished in their life. So I get maybe he wanted to do it as, like, this huge special moment. It was her very first marathon ever. So maybe she was probably training for this for, like, a year. So I get he wanted to do it on, like, a special day. Dude, wait till the end. Wait till the finish line.
But is that
don't do it in the middle of the race.
But is that enough to trash this guy? It's like, I agree with you. It would have probably been the ideal situation if you do it over again. Wait to the very end. But then there's still going to be people like, well, don't ruin her special day doing her first marathon by doing that.
See, I don't see any problem with waiting until the end of the day. Do I think he did it to make it all about him because his male ego is so enlarged? No, but I also don't know this dude. So say this dude is, like, a huge douchebag, then, like, maybe probably he was. But you can't just say that about anyone. I think people just, like to get triggered on the internet.
Producer Porkchop, what do you think about that?
I honestly can't believe the girl didn't drop out of the race.
Like, oh, yeah.
What?
No, I am dead sick. Are you kidding me? You know what? If I went and proposed to my girlfriend or boyfriend, and, you know, he or she, whatever, he was in the race, and he didn't, like, this is supposed to be the huge moment. This is the moment we're spending the rest of our lives together. If I just proposed to you, and then you're like, oh, okay, thanks, let me keep running, I'd be like, you know what?
Are you
I'm dead serious,
me?
Of course.
Wait, like, you're
what's
saying,
the priority
you're saying
here?
Like, there'll be another marathon another day?
Are you kidding me?
What's the priority
people
here? Is the priority...
People train for a year.
Okay.
For marathons. And it's the biggest thing they ever accomplish.
And this is the decision? No. A marriage is one of the biggest things you accomplish.
If it was the day of their wedding, yeah, drop out. But I seriously?
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
What's the big deal? This guy proposed to his girlfriend. She was doing a marathon that's 26 miles, and she was 16 miles in. She said yes, and she kept on running. People are like, oh my gosh, you selfish man, you. You tried to steal the woman's glory. You couldn't let her finish the race at least. And people are getting kind of heated on this also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. What are they saying, Live the Web Girl?
Scott says the mile marker you propose at is the number of years until you get divorced.
Well, hey, 16 years beats the national average, so yeah. That ain't bad.
And then Jared said he picked mile 16 probably for something significant. He picked her first marathon for a reason, and everyone who knows nothing about this is judging him. Everyone's telling him what he should have done, and they know nothing about either of them. And then LaShawn says, Porky has lost his mind. Talk about male ego. He should have waited till the finish line. If you love somebody, surely you know how big of a deal it is to train for a marathon like that. Porky would like to ruin her accomplishment. Men are gross.
What?
What do you think about that, pork chop?
I think if I wouldn't, I'd be like, you know what? Just kidding. Actually, I'll take the ring back. You go ahead, do your marathon, and I'll find someone else.
I say when Pork Chop starts to act up like this, we just call him Porky. That's his, like, alter ego when he starts to act up.
I don't understand.
You're acting up. You feel, you need,
like,
a timeout.
I feel like that's a mean name to call somebody. Molly's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. What do you think about this? You've heard where we stand. Do you agree or disagree that it was okay to propose?
I agree. I actually received a proposal as well at the end of a race.
What were you doing? Aww. Like, how far was the race?
It was 14 miles. It was a Spartan race.
Wow.
And she proposed at the finish line before I crossed the finish line, which did piss me off.
Yeah, of course. Let the girl finish the race. At least they didn't propose to you, like, during the electrical wire part, right? It's like, I do.
Yeah, but we had all of our friends there, so maybe he had friends that were there.
That's a good possibility.
Maybe he had family that was there. So we had all of our friends there. He had cameras set up. So
that's super cute.
I think it was an okay proposal.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it, Molly. Let us know, like I said, if you couldn't get through on our phones this morning at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, then do it on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris hammered out their divorce with the help of a private judge who just signed off on the deal yesterday. They've agreed to live no more than 5 miles apart from each other for about 5 years. The clause calls for the 5-mile rule to stay in place until their son Jack completes the sixth grade. If for any reason one of them need to move further apart, they have to give the other party written notice no later than 3 months in advance of the move. And they also have to provide 30-day notice if they want to travel out of the country with Jack, and a reasonable advance notice to travel out of state.
That's kind of cool. It'd be weird. They're like, well, there's your father. There's your mother.
Right. I mean, I hope they can stay, like, friendly and amicable. They're one of my favorite celebrity couples.
I'm sure they can.
Melissa McCarthy was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and admitted she has a bit of a shopping problem with Etsy.com.
I got a bit of a problem with Etsy.
Do you really?
Yeah. Like, you know Ben, my lovely husband.
Yes.
He's a very mellow, lovely guy. It's the only thing he's ever really been like, that's probably enough.
Oh, really?
It's every day. It's like, oh, it's a box from Poland. And I have no idea. And I'm like, it's a brass bowl. What do we do with it?
That's like my wife all the time.
I absolutely adore her. John Mayer is getting flirty with Halsey on Instagram. Last month, Mayer liked a black and white photo of this singer, and he commented on it and said, mine is the like of a gentleman. And on Monday, he liked a photo of Halsey again, promoting her YSL beauty mascara. And then he commented saying, it's saying my billing address doesn't match the one with my credit card. I've never had this problem before. Can you text me? Thanks. And then Halsey replied and said, wrote you a song with a help hotline number in the chorus, sending MP3 now. So,
all right,
that's kind of flirty.
Turn down the PDA, please.
I actually love that if they would get together. Simon Cowell says One Direction needs to make the decision themselves to do a reunion tour, but he would be amazed if it didn't happen.
I would be amazed if it didn't, if you think about it. I mean, why wouldn't you? I really, really hope it does. But, you know, they've got to make the decisions themselves, but it would be incredible.
Next hour, news about Selena Gomez as she leaves the psychiatric hospital coming up. That's The Garbage on Radio Now.
Thank you very much, Liv the Web Girl, filling in for Alex on vacation. All right, we talked to Deb last week. She's a hiring manager out in Greenwood, and she had an employee, or at least a possible candidate, come in a cheese outfit, and that was her Halloween costume. And we were wondering, well, is that inappropriate? So did you have a second interview with her? What's the update?
I did have a second interview with her, and she came back dressed as a cheese.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
My gut, I guess, was right. but I wanted to give her another chance. And sure enough, she came back dressed as a cheese. And my face dropped to the floor. I couldn't believe I was seeing it.
Did you ask her why?
You know, and that's the thing. Normally, you know, you would assume they would be like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry I'm dressed like this. Like, this is for my other job or...
Yeah, what if she works for like an Italian restaurant and they have her stand on the side of the road like holding the sign?
She's a cheese sign spinner person?
And that's the thing. I mean, normally, because like I've had people dress maybe like a little too casual, you know, and they're like, I'm so sorry, you know, I came from my other job, but I really, you know, I'm serious about this position, you know, things like that. But she didn't say anything. I mean, she was completely, it was weird. I mean, I got a weird vibe, honestly. So I asked her a few questions, and I just said, okay, well, you know, we'll contact you if you're the right candidate. I couldn't even take her seriously.
Did she continue with cheese puns?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did she say, you won't believe how good I am at this job?
No, I didn't get that one. No.
Wow.
No.
Did she say, hello,
Is it Brie you're looking for?
No, she did not say that.
Here's, I know what happened. I know what happened. Deb, you said, this is not your job.
No, I wasn't going to play into her puns. Absolutely not.
Are you going to hire her, Deb?
No. Are you crazy? No.
All right.
No, because I got too many of the weird vibes because she was too serious about it. It was just creepy.
I don't think she's going to handle this news well. She's probably going to, be like blue cheese after this. Suck, but you gave me a pity laugh.
That was so funny. Oh, wow.
All right, well,
a good one.
Thank you so much, Deb, for a little Ask Alex follow-up this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I had to let you guys know because I couldn't believe it, so.
Well, neither could we. That's absolutely insane right there, so. Something else that might be just as insane, I can't even speak because I kind of know what we're going to talk about, and that is Colton. He's on hold. We're going to talk to him next. He had a bachelor party that turned into a family affair, and he doesn't know what he should do. Should he tell his fiance about what happened, the situation he's in? We'll talk to him in about 3 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ask Alex. It is your chance to be on the Joe and Alex Show and ask Alex advice or a question. We all chime in too. Now, Alex is on vacation this week, but that's okay because we've got me. We've got Liv the Web Girl. We've got producer Pork Chop. And we've got somebody on the phone named Colton. Colton, what is going on? You got a situation, and you kind of need some advice?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely need some advice. I'm calling in because I honestly don't know what to do.
Okay.
And there's no one else I can turn to for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are really the only place I can go to get some advice. About a month and a half ago, I went on this bachelor party with all my friends, my brothers in Nashville, right? Good time.
Right.
And I'm planning to get married, 6 months from now.
Right? Well, congratulations. Yeah, that's exciting.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, but that's part of the problem.
Okay.
But thank you. So, while we're in Nashville, my fiance's stepmom and her friend were down there also, and they were at a concert. And, she texted me, and they decided to meet us out afterwards to treat us to a round of drinks.
Oh, who'd say no to that?
Yeah, that's nice.
Give me those shots. Give me those beers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's free drinks, and I'm getting to, get to know my fiance's stepmom a little bit more so that, when we get married, she's there. It all makes sense, right? And, in my mind as I'm rationalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, my fiance's dad, he married, a much younger woman. So her and her friends are pretty hot. My stepmom and her friends, her fiance's stepmom, is hot.
Okay.
And they're they're still older than us. They're 10 years older than us, but they still look super good for their age.
Right.
So, long story short, they ended up hanging out with us for much longer than they thought, way past one drink.
Uh huh.
And it kind of goes into a blur, and then the next thing I know, it's just me and my fiance's stepmom at the bar.
Okay.
Right. And we take the bachelor party limo that we rented back to the hotel, and then while in the limo, we hooked up.
What? Wait, you hooked up with your the stepmom?
Yeah, I hooked up with my fiance's stepmom.
What?
And, we did the whole thing. We flipped pancakes, we did all.
My gosh.
Well, I feel like there shouldn't be a question. I mean, we've already got the answer. You did something wrong.
Yeah, I would agree. What's your question?
That's not the worst part. I never told anybody after this, right? It was just a one and done. And I just went straight to my room, afterwards. I told the guys the limo driver got lost, and I just felt horrible, right? And then, I realized through that experience how much I love my fiance. So I just figured I just would never bring it up, right? Just sworn to secrecy.
Till the day you die, okay.
Yeah, but yesterday I got a call, and she told me she was pregnant.
Your fiance's pregnant?
No, not my fiance's stepmom.
Hooking up on the limo party bus, you got her pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And she knows it's mine. That's what she says. She knows it's mine. That can't possibly be her husband's or my fiance's dad, I guess. And she just I have no idea what to do. Like do do I fess up to everything? Like, do I, you know, have the stepmom just raise it as my fiance's, I guess, half-brother, you know, and just never tell the kid anything, and if we just both keep it secret, or, like, you know, do I push her to get, like, give it up for adoption? Like, I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh, Colton. I thought you were just going to say, okay, you hooked up. And, yeah, that's a big no-no. And I would have said, don't say anything about the hookup. But now that there's a baby on the way?
Well, I want to know if the stepmom, like, does she know I'm forgetting around? Because, I mean, I don't know.
You think it's somebody else's baby?
I mean, if she, I would never do this, but that's how I would probably play it off. I don't know.
I am absolutely speechless. That's insane. So you just kind of want to know what you should do. I mean, Joe, what would you do if you were in this situation?
I don't think I'd put the baby up for adoption because, it's you know, I would say put the baby up for adoption. If nobody else can take care of the baby, it's going to be in a bad situation, you know, like to keep the baby. But I would say just...
Holy
but it's hard to
crap.
Have that baby the whole life and then not, you know, let it know that you're the actual father. But I think that's what you have to do, because if you really love your fiance, you tell her she's going to leave, and if you tell her the family's going to split up. I mean, I know people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but there's no good answer here.
Wait, so is your stepmom, or like your fiance's stepmom, does she still, you know, like flip pancakes, you know, do it with...
Obviously, she did it with him.
No, with her husband.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we talked about, you know, like right after the hookup and like before that, like over drinks and all this stuff. Like, she still gets down with him.
So it could, like, could it possibly be his, or, you know, could she maybe pass it off as his?
I don't know, man. Because, like, he's old, right? He's like in his 60s, like late 50s, maybe.
Right.
Like,
it still works though, as long as, you know,
the baby's gonna come out just looking exactly like Colton.
Oh, that'll be so awkward.
Oh my gosh, this is insane.
Dude, Colton, hang on, because I don't know what advice to give you. If you have any advice for what the heck Colton should do right here, if you're just tuning into the Joe and Alex show for Ask Alex, the number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Colton had his bachelor party, went and did his thing. fiance's stepmom and girls were in town, and they ended up buying him the buddies a round of drinks. The alcohol took over, and long story short, he somehow got alone with his fiance's stepmom. They hooked up in the limo party bus, and now she's pregnant with, it sounds like, his kid.
Hashtag no bueno.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Oh my gosh, what do we tell Colton to do here for Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show? I don't know what to tell him. I don't. You can call us, and you can also hit us up on social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Liv the Web Girl, what are people saying to do?
Darlene says he needs to tell the truth. It's going to come out at some point anyway, and his fiance deserves to know the kind of man he actually is. And Radio Rod says, oh my goodness, don't put the baby up for adoption. I'm thinking you have to break off the engagement. Sorry, bud, you got to face the music on this one. And then Kristen said, this is exactly why I have trust issues.
Yeah, I can certainly see why. All right, Colton, we've heard your story about how you had your bachelor party, you ended up hooking up with your fiance's stepmom, who's a younger woman, and she's now pregnant with, which we presume, and everybody else is, your kid. And we're going to try to get some advice from people, okay?
Yeah, that'd be appreciated, man.
All right, Colton is there, and let's say good morning to Nick on the Joe and Alex Show. What should he do, Ooh. Nick? What should
man,
he do?
Man. You don't want to keep stacking and stacking lies upon lies, buddy. He's going to have to face the heat on that one. If you are very adamant on not telling, which honesty is key, she may forgive you, but I highly doubt it. That's why I'm married and my wife and I have fun, but we never ever put ourselves in a predicament to have that kind of problem. But if you're adamant on not doing something, or, you know, wanting to hide it, then you better DNA test first. Then you can maybe play that stuff off. But when that kid comes out looking dead on like you, buddy, you're not going to be able to get away from that one, man. It's going to be an awkward Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no kidding. I'll be like, well, somebody's a ho, ho, ho. Hey, Nick, thank you, buddy, for your advice this morning. This is Tona. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. You also got Colton here. He's listening. You could talk to him. What do you got to say?
Hey, Colton. I have two options.
Like Nick said, you should try to get the DNA test here and see if the baby is actually yours. Again, you could play it off that way. Me, I think you should cut your losses and find new love. You can't have your cake and eat it too, and you just try to do that. And I think you should be honest with her, let her know, and find new love, buddy. It's out there.
So you're saying just leave the whole situation?
No, I'm saying you need, if that DNA test comes back and it's yours, I would tell her anyway. And if the DNA test comes back and it's yours, you know, what can you do? You can't have your cake and eat it too. You messed up, buddy. You found out that you had a good love after you messed up your good love. And sometimes you just lose.
Oof. Wow. Hey, thank you for the advice this morning. We appreciate it.
I just got chills by that advice. Catherine on Twitter says, he got set up. Has he seen her take a pregnancy test? I really think that the stepmom set her up.
Oh, really?
That's what Catherine thinks. Do you think that's possible? Like, is her stepmom kind of like conniving like that? Is that even a possibility?
Well, I mean, there, you know, she's wanted to get together a couple times since then. Right. And I just ignored every message.
Yeah. You probably were just like, I don't ever want to think about this again. What was I thinking? You know, you're like, this is a bad idea.
And Colton said he's getting married in like, what, six months?
So yeah, it's just around the corner.
The stepmom's going to be like, she's going to have a bump at the wedding.
I was going to say, everybody's biggest fear is like that you knock the bride up and she's pregnant at the wedding. In this case, it's the stepmom.
Oh,
I mean,
all right.
Wow.
Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and I disagree with you, but you're saying that Colton's fiance deserves to know.
Yes.
Why?
I just think honesty is the best. Well, because when you're going to marry somebody, regardless of whether it's your fiance's stepmom, she deserves to know that you've fathered a child. I mean, it's a pretty big thing to hide from somebody for years and years and years. And I think, like everybody else said, lies upon lies. I think the root of the issue is that he cheated. So, I mean, that's something that you kind of have to be honest and upfront with. And if you're really in love with somebody, your eye's not going to wander. It doesn't matter how drunk you get. You're not going to be betraying somebody like that.
So, but what if, Colton, you end up not telling your fiance and she ends up having the baby, the stepmom does? Wouldn't it be hard for you to see your child be fathered by someone else who isn't its father? Like, wouldn't that be hard for you to like keep this from someone who is your child? Have you even thought about that?
I mean, I don't know. You hear about that stuff all the time, right? Like, you know, they told them when they're 18, or they told them when they're 20, or you tell them when they're 25, like when they're adult enough to handle it and they can give you some forgiveness. I mean, I'd rather be with my fiance who, you know, I freaking love. I love her so much. Like, the idea of like losing her just like is not something that's on the table for me right now.
You understand, though, a lot of people right now are just like saying you don't love her because you hooked up with her stepmom. There's no way that you could, alcohol or not involved. I mean, there's a lot of people that are going to disagree.
I mean, they don't know me. They don't know how I feel. I mean, they're welcome to their opinion, but like, you know, I know how I feel. I know what I feel when I wake up in the morning next to her.
This is so tough.
It's literally making me emotional. I'm not kidding. I mean, I just could not imagine being in your position, in your situation. And I think, yeah, you made a huge, huge, huge mistake. But I also don't think that that means that you don't love your fiance. I mean...
But my thing is, though, too, if he tells his fiance, which, of course, I think if this is just another girl and not the mother to the fiance, then yes, he should say it. But not only are you going to break up your love and your engagement and possible wedding, but there's no way that family stays together. Heather, am I right about that? What do you think? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, he has to say something. There's no way that they can have that child and that family with such a dynamic family to begin with. Like, she's the stepmom. Like, there's no way. He has to say something.
Well, I actually have a quick suggestion.
All right.
Okay. I wonder if Colton's fiance's stepmom, I wonder how many kids has she has? Because don't they say the third kid always looks like the milkman's baby anyway? Right? You've never heard that
saying? Yeah, you can just say it's the milkman's,
Colton. There you go.
Womp womp.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think he was very happy about that.
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna work for Colton. Well, dude, give us an update if you can down the road, and let us know what you end up doing. And if you do get married, congrats.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'll DJ the wedding.
Good advice.
Yeah, no problem, dude. Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, Joe, come on.
This is just an awkward-ass situation.
This, like, literally makes me emotional because I feel so awful for every party involved.
If you want to be...
Not the stepmom.
Yeah, no, not at all. If you want to be on Ask Alex, you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also send us a direct message on our social media. Follow us, too, on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Okay. Listen, if you're putting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving, you have got issues. Like I said, live the web, girl. If you're putting up Christmas decorations before the day that we feast and we say what we're thankful for and watch football and pass out with our pants undone and our zipper down a bit because our gut got so big, then something's wrong with you.
I don't think so. I disagree. Now, growing up, my mom never put up any Christmas decorations, listen to Christmas music before Thanksgiving. That was the rule. The day after Thanksgiving, I would wake up and our house would be decorated. She'd be putting it on up, everything like that. So I never used to think that. But I've been on my own for a little while now. And now I just feel like Thanksgiving has become part of the Christmas holiday.
It has become, but it should not have.
No, but I think it's good. I don't think it's a problem. It's part of the holiday season. So I think it is appropriate to put Christmas decorations up mid-November.
There's seasons. Why can't we celebrate one season, one holiday, one event at a time?
There's not even snow
on the ground.
Most Christmases, there's not snow on the ground. Let's be honest. I mean, but listen, you celebrate Christmas Eve. You celebrate Christmas Day. It's just like that. And Thanksgiving just added in there. It's part of the holiday season. I think it's appropriate.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I just took down all the Halloween decorations. And now, I'm not even kidding. I saw somebody that's like, they didn't have it up yet, but they like had the box. They have a fake tree. Like, can't wait to put this thing up this weekend. I'm like, this weekend? You're going to have your Christmas tree up at your family Thanksgiving get together.
I think that is, I love that. I think that getting together on Thanksgiving and having Christmas decorations just makes it like special and exciting.
All right, Emerson, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Please tell me that you don't actually do this terrible stuff.
I love putting my Christmas lights up early.
What is wrong with you? Explain this to me. Maybe I don't understand. Why?
So, like, me personally, I don't understand people who get bothered by it because, like, it makes me happy. It makes me feel good inside. Like,
right.
It makes me happy. So I don't see any problem with it. Like, I want to be able to enjoy it for more than just 25 days. Like, I want to be able to enjoy it for the holiday season.
You can. Just wait till after Thanksgiving, and then you can totally do it.
Why are you getting so triggered?
It's cold.
I'm not triggered. I'm not a snowflake. Whatever word somebody's going to throw at me this morning, I'm not going to go into my cave and cry.
Emerson, I feel ya. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Love it.
Put Emerson, it up right now.
I love that you listen to the Joe and Alex Show. I just think you're a little weird. And she's not denying that.
We all are a little weird.
Well, this is a weird. Bob, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Bob?
Well, I agree with you, Joe, and Bib, I think you've bumped your head.
Did you just now think that?
I thought the other day too when she couldn't say egregious, but
okay, yeah, that's fair. You know. That's fair.
So what do you think?
Yeah, there needs to be a separation of the two because it's like there's certain people that put their Christmas lights up and leave them all year round, and that's a whole different kind of, I don't even go there, but these stores, you know, it's like before Halloween's here, they've got Thanksgiving out, and then it's like
now,
the day of Halloween, they got Christmas and Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving stuff's already on sale because they got to get it out of there so they can get the Christmas stuff in.
Okay, so this is what I think that putting up Christmas decorations before Halloween is absolutely absurd. I think putting up Christmas decorations in the stores starting mid-October is appropriate. But I think that you can have Christmas and Thanksgiving decorations kind of mixed together. Like when you have Thanksgiving at your house, you can have the Christmas tree up, maybe some pumpkins on the table, little turkeys mixed in with the Christmassy decorations.
You should just dress your turkey in a Santa costume.
Honestly, that sounds amazing.
Bob, thank you. And actually, no, I hate you now because now she's going to do that. She's like, look at it. It's Butterball Santa. Let's go to Shelley this morning on the Joe and Alex show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm disturbed. I'm actually reading on my screen what you wanted to say. What do you never do?
I never take down my Christmas tree. The only thing I do is just take the decorations off and just, you know, put like plastic bags around the Christmas tree so it doesn't collect dust or anything on it. And also in July, I watch my Hallmark Channel. Well, they have for like the entire month of July where I watch my Christmas program. And when it comes to that, listen, I tell my kids the TV's mine, all mine. So you know how that goes. And to be honest with you, I went to Walmart the other day and I saw some Christmas decorations. And they told me they had those Christmas decorations out in September. I'm like, woohoo! I'm like, yes, honey, yes, that's what I'm talking about. And I already started decorating my Christmas tree. So I agree with Liv. Yeah, we can have that thing. Yes.
I think you might be Mrs. Claus.
Shalene.
I'm convinced you're Mrs. Claus.
What do you say to people when they say you don't take your decorations down because you're lazy?
It's not a matter of being lazy because by the time you turn around, it's Christmas again. So why waste all that time and everything
it's
done
Christmas.
And saying, like,
you know why?
It's all Christmas?
You know why, Shalene? It's Christmas when you turn around because you're starting it in October.
Well, basically, it's Christmas all year round for me because I have to have my Christmas tree up. So, because I look at it. Last year was Christmas. I look at it again. It's Christmas again because time goes by so fast. And you're like, wait, what happened? It's like, it's Christmas already? Yeah, I love Thanksgiving and everything, but I hate feeding my family. But no, it's all about Christmas for me. I'm sorry.
Hey,
oh, gosh.
You go, Mrs. Claus.
Thank you, darling.
You sound so happy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. They need to start playing Christmas cards in September, too. That would make it even much easier. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Love you.
I love your energy. I just don't love all your Christmas decorations.
Stacy on Twitter said, premature Christmas decorating is horrible. Let's eat turkey first, please.
Oh, my gosh. All right, hang on. We'll do a few more calls, and we'll get to some social media next here on the Joe and Alex Show. I just don't understand people that will not celebrate one holiday before we do the next one.
Thanksgiving's a part of the Christmas tradition, I'm telling you what.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
We all knew Liv the Web Girl was crazy, but I didn't realize she was this crazy. She's one of those people that's like, man, now that Halloween's over, I would like to start setting up all my Christmas stuff. I'm like, hey, what happened to Thanksgiving? Can we enjoy a little turkey?
Yeah, it's not fair. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, so why are you trying to just...
It's mine too.
Well, I feel like... getting ready for Christmas kind of blows over it.
No, Thanksgiving is just, it's my favorite holiday, and I like to be surrounded by the Christmas tree, lights, some pumpkin decorations, some fall decorations mixed in with some Christmassy decorations.
Caitlin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you're crazy too, huh?
I am. The day after Halloween, I am already having my Christmas boxes out. Music's playing, all my kitchen stuff, my tree, everything.
Yes.
I just love, it's just so fun. It's just, I feel all happy and jolly.
Yep.
This is the season.
I love it. I love it. I'm here for it. Invite me over. I mean, I love it. Good for you. Proud of you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, my mom, she's the opposite. She hates me for it.
Same. Well, that's how my mom is, too. It's, like, a little annoying.
Oh, I don't think that's the only reason your mom hates you, but that's one for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Brittany, can you please take over the airwaves, talk to Liv the Web Girl and all these delusional people?
Yes, I have to say that I agree with Joe 100%.
What?
I am old school. I believe that you should do... One second. I believe you should do Christmas the day after Thanksgiving, and it should stay up until New Year's Eve. That is how I... That's the way I believe it.
Well, my mom keeps her decorations up until, like, January 6th.
Well, that's
her
Christmas mom's decorations. Lazy.
No, it's because it's some religious holiday, like
Okay.
Epiphany.
Well, sometimes I will leave my Christmas decorations up longer than normal, but I never put them up before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. Christmas is Christmas. It's supposed to be warm, hearty, and Christmas is supposed to be frosty and, you know, twinkle lights and stuff like that. I feel like they should have two different feelings.
Thank you.
Disagree.
My 12-year-old wants to say something.
Go ahead, 12-year-old.
They called me 12-year-old. I think it's ridiculous that people put them up before Thanksgiving.
What? But don't you want to, like, enjoy your turkey next to, like, a Christmas tree?
No. I remember I used to go trick-or-treating, and they were already... thousands of lights out.
Okay,
on
well, those people, Christmas. Those people are crazy. Those people are
oh,
eager.
So they're crazy.
They're crazy. They're eager. The middle of November, I'm telling you, is this sweet spot to decorate for Christmas.
What is your name, by the way, besides 12-year-old? What's your name?
Katessa.
Katessa, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show with your. Is it your mom or who is that?
Mom.
There we go. Mom. It's my mom. All right. Bye, bye Katessa.
Bye,
Brittany.
Katessa.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Alex.
All right. Cool. There we go. You guys have a good one. All right. Well, I learned a little bit more and more about Liv. You know what's nice, though? How about this? Since she likes to decorate so much,
yeah,
you can be the one that comes in here and decorates for the holidays for our studio, okay?
I'm busy that day.
Oh, suddenly you become a Grinch.
I'm busy that day.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande performed her new song, Thank You Next, live for the very first time on Ellen yesterday and almost fell on stage when it looked like her boot slipped, but she kept pushing through with the performance.
I ain't worried about nothing, plus I met someone else. We haven't had a discussion. I know this, oh my God, going too fast, but this won't go last. Cause her name is Ari, and I'm so good with this.
All right, come on, be a professional, Ariana Grande.
I love that. I love that she just, like, laughed through it. And also, this was pre-recorded, so she could have easily just stopped right there and redone the performance. And that's what a lot of people have done on Ellen, but she just decided to keep pushing through and go anyways, which I think really shows to her character.
So. And by the way, we're going to be giving away Ariana Grande tickets coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Joe and Alex show.
I want to win those tickets.
You can't. You work for the station.
Okay. Brad Pitt has no plans on getting married again after Angelina Jolie. Sources say the actor's brutal and wild divorce from the Oscar-winning actress has turned him off from marriage. Pitt won't be alone, but he just says he won't ever get married again. I don't blame him. John C. Reilly told Good Morning America that he would love to team up with Will Ferrell again for a Step Brothers sequel.
John C. Reilly, why do I not have that clip in front of me? Is this it?
I played Goofy the Troll in Frozen.
No.
It is not.
I'm sorry, I suck at life. I don't have it in front of
me. You're totally fine. So basically he just said that if he could do any movie over again or do a sequel to, then it would obviously have to be Step Brothers. And the Good Morning America team absolutely loved that answer. And that was pretty much the answer they were looking for. But he did say, I mean, it just doesn't depend on me. There are a lot of other people, great people in that cast. They would have to agree to it too.
Do we just become best friends?
Yup. Love that movie. Selena Gomez left the psychiatric facility on the East Coast where she received treatment after suffering an emotional breakdown. Gomez was in the facility for a month where she received dialectical behavior therapy, which is therapy that treats various mental health disorders. In September, the pop star was taken to the hospital because of a low white blood cell count. She was released but readmitted the next week because her low white blood cell count was still low. During her second stay, Selena demanded she be allowed to leave and tried ripping the IVs out of her arms. Doctors described the incident as an emotional breakdown. Gomez is reportedly laying low since being released. And coming up in an hour on The Garbage, this actor is refusing to see his newborn baby. That's The Garbage on Radio Now.
Thank you very much, Liv the Web Girl. You have to run this contest. Whoops, wrong song. See, I can't even concentrate because
I'll run the contest. Don't say anything. We're giving away Ariana Grande tickets on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now 100.9. I'm Liv the Web Girl. Stop.
No,
I'm Liv
no,
the Web Girl,
no.
And we're going to get some people
Stop.
To play a game.
No, I don't care if our boss, Cherise, yells at me and says this is gross and disgusting.
Stop.
Trust me,
Stop.
I don't want to do it.
Stop.
I'm
Joe,
asking you
Joel
for the
Daddy,
love.
Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, is
Joel
probably
Daddy.
Listening right now. No,
Turn
Stop.
Off your radio. turn off your radio, Jewel Daddy. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Boss Cerise, right now. And I'm sorry, listeners, this is happening to you.
Oh, my gosh. Listen,
I won't even say it. You cannot do that. Leave the room. Take a break from the show. I'll carry the show by myself.
No, I
can't breathe right now.
You're responsible doing that.
If it's a 10 seconds, it's okay. We give you permission.
Liv, when you did this, I can't breathe, okay?
One, no one heard anything. How do you even know it was me? You didn't even hear anything. How do you even know it was a fart?
Oh,
no
I
one
knew
even
right
heard
away.
Anything.
Because every time
I feel so... this is wrong accusations. Fake news, fake news. Wrongly being accused.
Ariana Grande tickets right now. I'm going to try to power through this because I appreciate you listening to the Joe and Alex show, but this is... I'm going to die. Cindy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to deal with Liv.
Stop.
God, it's like something died.
I'm human, you know?
No, you're not. That is the work of the devil.
Me too, girl. Me too.
No, nobody has that, okay?
Yes. Thank you, girlfriend.
All right. I'm honestly flustered. So producer Pork Chopper, Liv the Web Girl, can somebody,
you want me to? Okay.
Can somebody explain the game, what it's called and how it works?
We are playing, what is it called? Grande?
Grande or not.
Okay, grande or not. And what, they have to say this is a real drink that you can get at Starbucks or not?
Correct.
All right. We're
going to read you... two names of drinks, and you have to say which one is a real Starbucks drink and which one was made up by myself and producer Porkchop.
So, for instance, like a venti iced coffee or a...
Venti iced Joe.
Gotcha.
So, the real one is the venti iced coffee.
Right.
Right.
Shut up. I mean, oh my gosh, Joe.
All right, go ahead. What's our first one up here for Cindy?
All right. Bodacious banana frappe or serious strawberry frappe?
I would say strawberry frappe from Starbucks.
Serious strawberry is correct.
Way to go. Good job.
One right. One for one. All right.
How many do I have to get right?
3 out of 5.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Have faith in yourself. We have to have more confidence.
The next one is snickerdoodle hot cocoa or nutcracker chocolate latte.
Nutcracker chocolate latte?
Is that the real one or the fake one?
That would be the real one.
That is incorrect. I made that up. A real drink is snickerdoodle hot cocoa.
Okay.
Stop it, Joe.
All right, you're 1 for 2. The next one, mango dragon fruit refresher or mocha doca macchiato?
The refresher is the real one.
That is correct.
There we go. Nice.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, little ding ding.
Yeah, nice.
You are 2 for 3. If you get this next one right, you are a winner.
Joseph. I mean, come
Joseph,
on.
Joseph, you need to whip out the Olivia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to your booty right now.
All right, number 4.
I need a refresher, like an air freshener.
Pistachio macchiato or pink drink?
Oh, is the pink drink real?
That is correct.
Way to go. You're going to go see Ariana Grande. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting in my work parking lot freaking out right now.
Are you taking me?
It's just you and my high school sister. She's obsessed with Ariana Grande.
Okay, cool. No, I get it. It's
You're
fine.
About to have the best day at work ever.
Living my best life.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
You're welcome. You're also qualified. We got a big grand prize where you can see Ariana Grande anywhere in the U.S. where she's got a show. More chances to win at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, that's fine. We can put this person on the air if they want to. That's cool. This is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
All right. Renee did that. Renee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you want to talk to me. What, you got a bone to pick?
I do have a bone to pick.
What's wrong?
Well, how dare you make fun of somebody if they want to release some gas out of their tuchus?
Yes!
Because here's the thing. It is humanly natural to just release gas.
Thank you.
It is also a proven fact that if you do not release it out of your tuchus, it comes out of your mouth.
First of all...
Wait, really?
First of all, it is. Tuchus?
Wait, Joe. But here's the thing. I don't think that Mr. Jewel guy wants to kiss Liv on the mouth after her fart comes out of her mouth.
You know what? You have such solid points, solid evidence, Renee. I love you. I would like you to be my friend, sister, and mom at the same time. So thank you.
Listen, I agree with you. You just here's behind the scenes, which people know, except for you are the probably the only person that cares about, but I'll tell everybody to pull the curtain back a little bit. I get Liv's got a gluten thing. That's totally natural. I'm not knocking anybody. I got to be honest. When I do stuff like that, I kind of get it too. But I hold it in. I would never drop that bomb on Alex, who's on vacation right now, on Liv or our brand new producer, Porkchop. I would hold it, and I would let it come out of my mouth later if I had to for the good quality of people.
Okay. Then, Joe, why don't you call your wife and ask how long you held it in before you let her finally smell your fart?
Well, my wife's married. I can do whatever I want now. I'm not married to Liv.
But I'm talking about, okay, but still, you ain't just going to hold it in, because I know you guys sit in that room for hours.
Right.
And I know you ain't just going to hold it in, because it's going to hurt your stomach.
I know it hurts so bad.
Have you farted in here before? Hell yeah, you have. Don't try to act like you haven't.
How long ago was that? How long ago?
Joe, you do every single day.
Oh, okay, Liv, you know what? You're going to regret lying like that just to cover your own butt.
The solution is easy. Just real quick, go out there, open the door, close it, and come right back in.
It just happens all so quickly.
But no, that is quick. That takes 2 seconds.
How could she sit there and get up for 10 seconds to go do that when Joe was so flustered that he had to have Liv do the contest?
Right, exactly.
You tell him, Renee.
Go
he was flustered because of the smell.
Renee, I could not breathe, okay? I don't know if you've ever been tear gassed before, but that was the equivalent that was happening to my lungs, okay?
Renee.
I was coughing over here.
Renee.
Yes.
Get him. Slay him. Roast him. You go, girlfriend. I've got your back on this.
Okay, look, Joe, my boyfriend absolutely hates it when I fart. He's like, you are the most disgusting woman I've ever dated, but I still love you. But here's the thing. It's natural.
Right.
And we all know, and it's another proven fact that doctors say if you smell their farts, you live longer.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Also, it's organic. Hey, yes. I'm just trying to help you live a healthy lifestyle.
There's nothing organic about what just came out of you. All right, Renee, I appreciate your call, but nobody else is calling in to defend it. So I'm glad you attacked me. I hope you feel better. But listen, I would be fine if Liv feels it coming on. Go. She can leave mid-show during a sentence. Just like, oh, okay, bye. I would be totally fine with that.
Bye.
Liv, please do me a favor.
Hold on. She's
out the door.
She's actually leaving right now.
No.
She's got it.
She's already back in. Like, that was seconds.
No, you have to stay out there longer. Stay out there longer.
Liv.
It's stuck in your pants.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, Joe, this is why we're arguing because you just overtalk him. Hold on a second. Liv.
Yes.
Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Eat a bunch of eggs.
Oh,
hard-boiled eggs before you come into work tomorrow and just rip them, girl.
Renee,
you know what? I like the way you think, girlfriend.
You're banned from the Joe and Alex show.
Like the way
Monday.
You think, Renee.
It's just so rude.
Yeah, but bye, Renee. Have a good day.
Bye.
God, okay.
I love her.
Good morning. You're so on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this? Hello.
Rude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think Liv's fart killed the person. Whoever else
Whoopsie.
Trying to call in and chime in on that one. Liv, no, seriously, let's have a rule right now. We're going to have to skip the dummy day. If you got to, just leave the room.
And it's rude because it smells, not because it's not natural. I get it. It's natural. You have to do it. Go do it. But, like, why suffer us with the smell?
Yeah, I would never put you through
it's
that.
It's rude. I'm going to do something rude to you and see how you like it.
I still want to see the evidence that it was me.
Well, unless you left a mess behind, I don't think I can show anything. You know what? Actually, hang on. We will do the dummy of the day coming up. We'll do it just after 9 o'clock. I will be able to squeeze it in there. So hang on. It's the Joe and Alex show. You know you like to sing it. You know you like to sing the song. It's the dummy of the day. Here we go.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-E. M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Gotta love a dummy of the day story if we can talk about somebody in Indiana. Cops in Columbus, Indiana, were patrolling and driving slowly on a Friday morning when a guy named Jacob pulled up behind them and started honking like, "Hey, move it." Well, you can't do that. You also can't wave your hands at them like, "Get out of the way," because they actually pulled over to see if he needed help, but he actually just blew right past them. Then they noticed, oh, looks like he doesn't have a brake light working. So that's where they pulled him over. And here's the thing, though. This guy would not stop. He's like,
"Oh no,
I got to get out of here." They wound up chasing this guy for more than a mile before he pulled into a parking lot. It ended up that parking lot was where he worked at. So, hey, at least he made it to work, right? And they'll like let him go? No. Turns out he was trying not to be late to work, and that's why he honked at the cops and would not pull over when they were pursuing him. Well, instead of being late to work, he actually ended up missing work altogether. He's now fired, and he's arrested for felony charge of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle.
Is it illegal to honk at a police officer?
I don't know about that, but you're pretty freaking dumb if you think that's going to, like, not get you in trouble.
Right.
That guy right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bryan Cranston confirmed that a Breaking Bad movie is in the works, but he's not sure how his character, Walter White, will be used, but he's excited for the movie either way.
Yes, there appears to be a movie version of Breaking Bad. I know of it, but I honestly haven't read it yet. Okay. I don't know if there's an appearance or what kind of appearance, flashbacks, flash forward. I have no clue. But I'm excited about it because it was the greatest professional period of my life. And I can't wait to see those people again, even if I just come by to visit.
Owen Wilson apparently is refusing to meet his newborn daughter and does not want to share custody with the mother. The actor's daughter, Lila, was born last month, but he has yet to meet her, and sources say he has no plans to. Wilson even checked the no visitation box in court in June and does not want any custody of her. He casually dated Lila's mother, Varuni Vagsvarates, for 5 years and underwent a paternity test, which confirmed he was the father. Wilson has two sons with the two other women and spends time with them despite no longer being with either of the mothers.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not expect Owen Wilson to be that kind of guy. That's actually super, super sad. On a lighter note, Octavia Spencer told Ellen that she wanted to date Brad Pitt.
Are you dating anyone?
Kind of, not really, but yeah, did Brad Pitt say something about me? Is that what this is about? Because I saw him Sunday. I saw Brad Pitt Sunday and I squeezed him. Is that what this is about?
Yeah. You squeezed him and then the security?
His face lit up and then security whisked him
away. Yeah, they whisked him away. Who are you? Is it Brad Pitt? Who are you interested in? Because let me see what I can do.
Well, you know, you can hook me up with Brad. I mean,
okay.
But we're just friends, Brad and I. Don't start that rumor, Ellen.
Just friends?
Just Brad and I are just friends. All right. Brad Pitt.
She's so cute. The Spice Girls told a radio station in the UK that even though Victoria Beckham will not be appearing as Posh Spice on the full reunion tour, Beckham will join them for their London show, and she's still very much a part of the band.
Obviously, she's a huge part of the band.
Or was a huge part, let's be honest.
She still is. She still is, you know. And we really support each other and the decisions that we make, and we really support her, and she's really supporting us. So, and I think that's a big part of our ethos, you know.
Joining us at Wembley on June 14th.
And that is The Garbage on The Joe and Alex Show.
Thank you very much. Live the web, girl.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Aw, yeah. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Man, I don't know what I'm doing today. I honestly don't know. We just got called into a meeting at 10 o'clock. Do you think they're firing us? I hate meetings where they happen right after your show. Usually in radio, that's when you get fired.
Well, that's a good sign.
You think?
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, no offense, if anyone were to get fired, it would be you. Me and Porkchop are probably safe.
I'm too new to get fired.
That's what I think. I'm like, they don't even think about me. You know?
Yeah, they may not think about you.
They forget about me.
Okay, I was going to say, well, they can't forget you.
Okay, shut up.
Oh my gosh. So what do you guys got going on? Any plans today? You got anything? Or you just being bums?
I have concrete plans to be a bum with my boyfriend Jewel Daddy and watch Incredibles 2.
Aw, that
and
sounds sweet.
And if he forgot, I'm going to be so mad.
Well, he better remember. What about you there, Pork Chop?
I was going to say this is actually the first day that I've been here for 2 weeks that I don't have something to do. But then I remembered, since I don't have anything to do, I should go apartment and house hunting.
I was going to ask, how is that going? Are you
not
leaning
good
towards anything?
I mean, Chase and I, my boyfriend, we've looked up some places online and we've sent a couple emails. But oh, and Liv said her boyfriend Jewel Daddy would help us. And
yeah,
he hasn't.
He's a realtor.
No, I haven't. Like, he doesn't know my criteria yet.
Yeah, they need to email him. I gave them the email.
Yes.
He's just waiting for
you
it.
You did that last night at 7, super late at night. I was sleeping.
7 is not late at night. I literally was out having beer, like, chill.
I know.
What is, briefly, what's your criteria? Because I know a lot of people listen, do different things. Maybe they can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show or send us a message on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
So I don't think I want to be downtown.
Okay.
And I don't want to be in like a super high scale area because, you know, I don't know. Are you like looking to know what my budget is?
No, that's none of my business.
Like your, how many rooms are you looking for? Are you looking for a house, an apartment?
Oh.
What kind of yard do
okay
you want?
Do you care about like infestation? Can there be
yes
there?
Do you want hardwood floors?
I've got animals. So I want to bring my two cats
okay
and my dog.
That's a big thing.
How many rooms? How many bedrooms?
I don't think that one or two bedroom is fine.
One or two. Okay,
good
let's
luck
see
finding an apartment with three animals.
Stairs.
I have two animals then.
Stairs?
Uh-huh.
You want stairs?
Oh, I don't care. That doesn't
you
bother
don't
me
care. Okay, what part of town do you want to live in? Fishers, Carmel, Broad Ripple.
A decent area. No, when I say decent, I don't want somewhere like packed like downtown. I don't really like packed. Which I know, it seems like a lot of this area
so
is like
you're saying
packed.
You don't like people, okay.
No, I do. I just, when I'm...
Didn't you live in, like, Portland and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't understand. And New York?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm getting older. Like, I like this the space more now.
So, like, a retirement community? Or...
yeah, I think
right
I know
I
one.
If, okay, this is going nowhere. If you have anything... send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show or DM us on Instagram or something. Maybe if you work at a place that, you know, does houses that are for rent or
right
maybe an apartment
or
complex.
If you like own a house or something.
Yeah. If you oh own yeah a house, you're trying to put up
yeah
for rent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm responsible.
Pork Chop would live there for free. You just have to put up webcams.
My boyfriend oh is a really good realtor. He'll help you out.
Cool. Okay.
All right. He'll get you situated.
All right. If you missed anything today, radionowindy.com. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast too. We've been getting so many listens lately, so I appreciate it. And maybe share with your friends too. Just go to radionowindy.com or just search on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Search for the Joe and Alex Show and you can be there. All right. Alex is on vacation. I'm sure she's probably drunk by now off fruity drinks, but she would say like, bye. But let's
bye
all do it. Liv the Web Girl, Pork Chop, and myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
What was that, Alex? Bye.